This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Ann Adler. Ann is the CEO of the Oregon Business Academy, and also with us is Siobhan Bosco, a senior at Newburgh High School. Hello, ladies. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hello, Gary. Thank you for having us.
Sure. So, Ann, let's get started with you. What is the Oregon Business Academy?
The Oregon Business Academy is a not-for-profit organization, a startup, that was created to bring a program called Business Week back to Oregon. Business Week is a program that operated in Oregon for many years very successfully prior to COVID, and COVID shut it down.
Oh.
And the organization that ran it. The business community really wanted to bring Business Week back, and that's why Oregon Business Academy was created.
When did Oregon Business Week start? How long has it been around?
Well, I think it actually started in the 70s, and it ran for many years, and then the organization that ran it ceased to exist. And then it was started again in 2006, and it ran, and it was growing, and it was serving hundreds of kids each year. And then COVID came along. 2019 was the last year that it ran successfully in Oregon.
COVID was a monster, man.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
So what is Oregon Business Week then?
So Oregon Business Week is a 7-day program, a residential program, where high school students come from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. They live for a week at Oregon State University. They work in teams called companies. They ideate products. They craft business plans. And then they pitch those business plans, Shark Tank style, to investors at the end of the week. They learn all about business and entrepreneurship, how to present themselves, how to make a pitch properly. They build confidence. It's a life-changing program for many of the students who attend it.
Sounds pretty amazing. Oh, wow. So what kind of students get involved? And how do they get involved?
Well, Siobhan is one of our students who is involved. Kids can get high school students, any high school student in Oregon and Southwest Washington who wants to attend, who is looking for a growth opportunity. They don't even necessarily have to be interested in business, although we certainly, most of them are in some way. We serve kids from all backgrounds, high income, low income, rural, urban. It's a very diverse group of kids. And it's really just kids who want to grow and who understand that business is a language that is going to help them no matter where they go.
Yeah, I would imagine the skills you learn at a week-long event like that are things you'll need your whole life.
Absolutely.
What kind of things do you... Are taught?
Well, students learn the basics of business, you know, revenue, expense, profit, marketing, pricing, research, product perception, what makes a strong management team. There are two deliverables that they are required to produce during camp. One is they ideate a new product. They craft a business plan around that product, and then they pitch it to investors, and they work on that pitch for the full week. And we have speakers, business leaders from from Oregon Business. Joth Ricci came last year, Kim Malik, Jordan Pape, Patrick Kreitzer. They're interspersed throughout, and they talk about, you know, their business journey and how they built companies, et cetera. So the other deliverable that the kids work on is they simulate serving as a management team for a publicly traded company. And so they have to make decisions they run it for 12 quarters or 3 years. They have to make decisions around what do we price it at? How much do we produce? And then the simulation software gives them feedback. This is how your decisions impacted your profit, impacted your return on equity. So they're learning all about the basics of business, the basics of entrepreneurship. The most important thing is the teamwork and the leadership. Siobhan here was elected by at the beginning of the week. All the kids are formed into companies, and we mix them up on purpose so that, you know, kids, friends are broken up. Everyone's, you know, heterogeneous companies, and the companies have to elect their CEO, their CFO, their CMO. Siobhan served she was elected as the CEO of her company. Nice. So they learn all about leadership, about teamwork. That's a really, teamwork is, you know, collaboration, because they all have to get together, make decisions together, work together to achieve some pretty amazing things within a short period of time. We have students who are now coming back as volunteers in the program who say they learned more at 1 week of business week, they learned more than they did during the first semester at business school. Wow. So it's a marathon. Yeah. But, you know, we have kids with all different skills and abilities and strengths. And that's the other thing kids learn. So they gain confidence. In many cases, they gain confidence because they realize, you know, I may not be great at, you know, writing, but I'm great at collaborating and finding ways to present ideas. And so kids really learn about their strengths and how they can add value to a team. So that's why it's life-changing for a lot of kids. They come in, they're not really sure they want. They're very nervous when they come in. They're kind of looking around very tentatively. Their shoulders are kind of down. They're looking down. By the end of camp, they're standing up tall and they're presenting, they're pitching their products and they are pitching their companies. And it's a wonderful program.
Yeah, probably they don't have their close friends around, right? Their posse is not working.
Their posse may be with them at the program, but they don't get to hang out with their posse.
Oh, I see.
Well, there are, you know, there is downtime. We have life balance activities and, you know, there's basketball and basketball games and kids can, you know, play. We're at OSU, right? We're on the campus there. So we have the benefit of using all of the facilities there. So there is downtime. But for the most part, we split friends up so that
intentionally.
So that they can meet new students from different backgrounds.
Awesome.
And work as a team. Yeah.
Well, let's introduce Siobhan Bosco once again. You're a senior at Newburgh High School.
Yes.
And you attended Business Week in 2023.
Yes, I did. That was their first camp, and that was the camp I went to. And just like Anne said, I went in super nervous. I was very unconfident in how I presented myself and the skills I'd be able to offer. I didn't know a ton about business at the time, and it's a very intimidating field to think about because you have all these people, big CEOs, and
CEOs kind of exude confidence, right?
Exactly. They are the people that you can rely on and the people who are going to be there to tell you what to do and make the best decisions. So when we got in our little group and all these kids wanted me to make decisions for them, it was pretty intimidating. But them having that confidence in me really made me have it in myself, because I was like, okay, if complete strangers can look at me and think that I'm competent enough to lead them, then there's got to be some truth to that. And that week, I just learned that I was really good at seeing people's different skills and how it applied to one task. So even if there was one very straightforward method, that didn't have to be the method that was used. You could break it up so that whoever had different strengths, those would be applicable. Like if someone was good at art and we needed them to come up with, you know, a commercial, like, so what if they aren't great with numbers? They can make really good commercial.
Yeah. What was your business?
We came up with a motorcycle jacket, but we put a lot of emphasis on it being lightweight and reflective because we wanted to sell it in smaller third world countries, India, Vietnam, Indonesia, places where motorcycles are used a lot as the main mode of transportation, but safety isn't really enforced. And there's a lot of accidents and not a lot of accessible health care to go after those accidents. So we were focused on trying to come up with a product that would be lightweight for the hot environment that they're riding in, that would be affordable because most of the people in those countries aren't going to be able to afford a $500 jacket,
right.
And something that would also be durable that can last over time.
How did you come up with the business idea? Do you do it as a group when you're at Business Week, or
yeah.
are you kind of assigned a business, or how does that work?
No. So one of the tasks at the beginning of the week is we pitch three initial ideas, and then we get scores back on that pitch of what's a sound idea, what is something we could actually do, and obviously how we pitched it. And so we kind of just sat there in our company room for a couple hours trying to come up with different widgets. I think we had some kind of toy, a phone charger, and then the motorcycle jacket, and we all kind of like the motorcycle jacket the best out of all of that.
That's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sometimes a team's ideas are not, none of their ideas are approved and they have to go back to the drawing board.
Uh-huh.
But as long as their ideas, they have at least one of those three initial concepts that is deemed by the judges to be, have potential, market potential. That's how that helps them to select which one they're going to spend the week developing into a business plan and a pitch.
Very cool. You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Ann Adler, CEO of Oregon Business Academy, and Siobhan Bosco, a senior at Newburgh High School, and you attended this business week back just a summer ago, right?
Yeah, 23.
I want to hear, have you remained friends with your other business teammates?
Yeah, I have. We all live in different parts of the state, but we've kept in contact over social media and things. So two other people in my group are also graduating this year. So we've been talking about our college plans. And then I actually worked at the camp last year as a high school intern. So for their 24 business week. And I've stayed in contact with a ton of the people who I worked with and met at that camp, too. So every time I go, just meet more people and make new friends.
And you're coming back again as an intern
this summer. Yes, I am.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's it like for you to have the experience and go back and see these wide-eyed high school kids going, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my gosh. It was very surreal. And I was like, wow. Like,
was me a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Not a whole lot has changed in my life, but I felt like a very different person, you know. And I, last year was my junior year, so I was the same age as most of those kids there. And watching them grow the way I had, it was really interesting to witness because I hadn't quite realized how significant of a change there was in myself. I mean, my parents talked about it, but those are my parents. to see that happen in people older than me and my age, I was like, oh, okay. Like, there's some meat to that.
Yeah, that's awesome. How do you think you're going to apply these things you've learned to the rest of your life?
Well, it's already helped me so much just academically. I expect a lot more of myself. I hold myself to a higher standard because I know that I'm capable of it. You know, if you don't think you're good at something, if you don't think you're smart or confident, you tend to hold yourself a lot lower and expect to fail, and you get what you expect. And after business week, I started to think, okay, no, I can actually do a lot more in school. If I can lead a group of 16 and 15 year olds, I think algebra should be pretty easy after that. So school went much better for me. I was much more comfortable asking questions and not being afraid to show that kind of weakness about it. And then also in sports, trying new sports, I joined dance team which was not something I thought I'd ever try. And I ended up being on varsity my junior and senior year. So very exciting. And yeah, with college, it has been such a game changer. Like actually taking the leap and applying to schools I don't think I could get into, and I end up getting into them. So I got accepted to University of Hawaii at Manoa and Northern Arizona University, Oregon State. So
very cool. Mm-hmm. And you're off to college next fall?
Yes, I am.
And you're going to where? Tell me again.
Northern Arizona University. Okay. Yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So initially, what drew you to Oregon Business Week, and would you recommend it to other students?
I definitely recommend it. I think the experience is very unique and very helpful. I don't think it's ever really harmed anyone going there. I was in a class, it was called Entrepreneurship, and we basically ran a little business at school for the semester. And our teacher sent us a link for the application, and my mom saw it, and she signed me up for it. But I was looking forward to it. I thought it'd be cool to go to a camp that is at a college campus and where I'd meet people who are also trying to go to college. That was kind of my mindset behind it. And then when I got there, it was a lot more intense than I had imagined, but the intensity was really good for me. It kept me going through the week and taught me a ton about myself.
Yeah, that's good to kind of break that ice from being on a college campus, too.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of just thrust into it your very first day.
Mm-hmm. No, it was, now know what to look for in dorms, right. And I know I want a sink in my dorm room.
The little things, right?
Yeah, sink is very nice.
And let me ask you, how do you recruit high school students to participate in Oregon Business Week?
Well, just like Siobhan described, you know, we go into high schools, we reach out to high schools, to business teachers, to principals, CTE teachers, and we share information about the program. If we can, we come in and present the program to students. We also partner with not-for-profit organizations this is like a supplemental program for the services that they provide, so they help us with recruitment. That's and also our corporate partners. Most of our funding is provided by corporations, and they send the high school aged children of their employees to camp. So a significant proportion, last year I think it was like 19%, are actually the high school aged children of the employees of those corporate sponsors.
Okay, so you're the CEO of Oregon Business Academy. Why do you do what you do?
Gosh, it's just the best. It's to be able to provide this opportunity to high school students, this really life and trajectory changing opportunity in many cases, to students from all different backgrounds. As I said, you know, we highly subsidize, because of the generosity of our corporate sponsors, we highly subsidize the program. So many kids will attend, low-income kids will attend for free. And moderate-income kids, they'll pay based upon their ability to pay. Every kid is actually sponsored. Even the highest-income kids don't pay the full cost. So to be able to provide this, you know, to get students on a college campus for a fun, challenging growth opportunity. I mean, what's not to love?
Yeah, exactly.
What is not to love?
What kind of changes do you see in the students?
Confidence. Confidence is a big one. You know, just seeing them go from being very uncertain at the beginning to really getting into figuring out how to create the product and to market it. It's just a transformation in terms of their confidence and their sense of what they're capable of. As Siobhan described a little bit, you know, they don't, you know, we have kids who, you know, might have a learning difference, who don't think that they can do this camp. And they come out finding out that, you know, I may have dyslexia, but I'm great on a business team. You know, I'm resourceful. I have ideas. So I think it's the confidence, it's the sense of self. Certainly the knowledge is great too, you know, the business knowledge, let's face it. Whatever they do, I mean, I'm a not-for-profit leader. I have a background in business. I worked in corporate. My business education has enabled me to do this work that I do in education. So I'm a very strong believer that no matter what you do, the business education that they are getting, these basic principles. And then there's the exposure to the mentors. You know, they're meeting. We'll have 125 volunteers from the business community who will be present at OSU. Some staying all week, others just being there for judging day on Friday, some for etiquette dinners on Wednesday night, for mock interviews on Wednesday afternoon. These are all prospective mentors that that high school students connect with, that are going to be the people that they get informational interviews with as they go through college and into the world of work. So it's there's so many ways in which kids grow from this program.
Yeah. What kind of impact do you see on the volunteers who help participate in Business Week?
Well, they tell us that they learn more than they teach. So, yeah, they, things that I hear, they often come in just as nervous as the kids.
Yeah.
You know, we have people who have built and sold companies who come in to work as company advisors. That's the week-long role, who are, they're kind of terrified. but they see the transformation. So
right.
they come away inspired by our younger generation, because people will talk all day long about, these kids these days, whatever. No way. You see these kids earnestly working hard at camp. I mean, it is very uplifting.
Yeah.
We have volunteers that say, I come away a better person for having spent a week with these kids.
You can't beat that.
Can't beat that.
Wow.
And there's also, it's networking for good. There are so many, having run not-for-profits for 20 plus years, I've never worked for a not-for-profit organization that has such high impact volunteer opportunities where the volunteers are actually part of the program. It's a very uplifting experience.
Business Week is happening again this summer, right?
Yes, it is. Yes,
so
it is.
So are you recruiting now? Or
We are recruiting. We have a deadline coming up at the end of April. So students, their parents can all go to our website, see the deadline. The current deadline is April 28th, and they can just enroll right online, OregonBusinessAcademy.com.
Okay. And how many students are you looking
We're
forward to
We're hoping to
this
have
year?
250. We had 200. We had 100 our first summer in 2023 when Siobhan attended, 194 last year, and then we're hoping to have 250 this summer.
Wow, it keeps getting bigger and bigger every year.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Are these students from all over the state of Oregon?
Yes.
And Southwest Washington?
And Southwest Washington, yes.
Okay.
And we're actually working very hard right now to increase the proportion of rural kids from rural communities. So we're out, my tiny team, my mighty and tiny team is out in rural Oregon recruiting kids, as well as Portland. We have plenty of kids coming from Portland and, the Tri-County area.
Why do you suppose the businesses like to support your program?
Are the key, our seed investors, they are supporting the program because obviously they're believers in business and they would like to see a business savvy younger generation, create businesses in Oregon, and come and lead their companies in the future. So they understand that, we really need to have, the more business savvy our populace is, the more Oregon will be, the more the careers and the livelihood of those, people are going to be, but also the better off our state will be economically.
Yeah.
So they're kind of buying into the long-term economic viability of Oregon.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We've got about a minute left. Siobhan, let me turn to you one more time, and I want you to sell me on this program. If I'm a 16-year-old at Newburgh High School, mm-hmm. tell me why I should attend Oregon Business Week.
Well, it's a great opportunity to meet people from other schools, and that in itself is great, just having those connections so that if you're involved in sports, you kind of have an in on what team you're going up against or how they're doing in the season. But also, it really changed how high school went for me. It went from being a very intimidating and, scary place to be at to something that I felt like is just a normal job. Just show up and do my work and I do it well. And I don't think I would have been able to have that kind of perspective on it if I hadn't been involved in such a camp where we're going there and doing work every day, and it's high intensity work, but we're all capable of it. And no matter what skill set you had, it was applicable to what we were doing. And I mean, I'm going into microbiology. That's the field of study I'm doing in college. And already the confidence, the networking skills, and the ability to, I mean, read data that we learn at camp, it all applies, even though microbiology and business are very different careers. Yeah. I think whatever you learn here, you can apply to all the parts of your life.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on almost graduating from high school.
Well, thank you.
You're almost done.
Almost.
And best of luck in college.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Mm-hmm. This has been really interesting. Thank you both for being here.
Wonderful. Can I just say a couple more things?
Absolutely.
I just want to say that, you know, we're really grateful to our corporate sponsors and all of our supporters. And if anyone listening out there is interested in becoming one and helping sponsor a student for Business Week or become a corporate sponsor, they can do that on at OregonBusinessAcademy.com.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And the deadline again for students?
For students, the current deadline is April 28th.
Okay. Kids, get on it.
Yes, exactly. It's coming up.
Awesome. We've been talking today with Ann Adler, CEO of Oregon Business Academy, and Siobhan Bosco, a senior at Newberg High School. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.